It's 4 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming. First order of business is to approve the minutes from the last meeting. The minutes were sent out to all commission members prior to this meeting, and we've all had a chance to read them. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Austin, I second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. All right. Let's jump into our regular agenda. Jonathan?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. The first item on the regular agenda is the petition of Shannon Thorpe. This is for the proposed honorary street naming of a section of Live Oak Street between East 35th and East 36th Street. And I'm going to walk you through this and then turn it over to Ms. Thorpe, who's here with family members. The application is for the proposed renaming, again, of a portion of Live Oak Street. Excuse me. This is an honorary street designation. The name would be Linda B. Harris Way, and I'm going to let the applicant go into more details about Ms. Harris, who I did not have the pleasure to know, but from everything I've read, sounds like a pretty amazing woman. In terms of the standards that we applied, Ms. Harris had a particularly notable impact from all the information that we received on the Live Oak neighborhood, a beloved community member who made herself available to the residents. In addition, I hope you all saw, we received a letter from Councilmember Palumbo, who knew Ms. Harris. And I would just like to read one section. Linda served with distinction as a decorated member of the 165th Airlift Wing of the Georgia National Guard, with over 36 years of service, retiring with full honors as a senior master sergeant. During her service to our nation, Harris served during numerous critical operations for the United States Air Force, including Operation Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, Operation Enduring Freedom, and others during the global war on terrorism. So in addition to the impact that she had, obviously, on the Live Oak community, she also had an impressive record of service to our country. As such, and I would note that obviously public notice was given and the support of the majority of the property owners was received as required. As such, the staff recommendation is that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for an honorary street designation as requested, because the proposed honorary street designation meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. You probably don't have a lot of questions for me, so with that, if it's all right, I would call up Ms. Thorpe, who I know I'd like to talk about this proposal.
Thank you. Ms. Thorpe? Just state your name into the microphone for the
Shannon
record.
Thorpe. I am Shannon Thorpe. This is my niece and my daughter, Haley. They're going to speak on behalf of the petition. We just thought it would just be better coming from her grandchildren to present this.
Just state your name, please.
My name is Whitney Scott.
My name is Haley Thorpe.
Thank you.
So we are the granddaughters of Linda B. Harris. She was the matriarch of our family, a veteran, a loving and dependable neighbor and friend. We stand before you proposing a heartfelt tribute to our hero. Linda was more than just a grandmother to us. She's also a pillar in this community. Linda is a beloved, she was a beloved member of the Live Oak neighborhood, dedicating over 30 years of her life to serving and uplifting its residents. Her soulful plates, bold conversations, and helping hands have touched countless lives and left a lasting impact that we all cherish. Renaming Live Oak Street would be a fitting tribute to her legacy. it would serve as a daily reminder of her contributions and the value she stood for, compassion, dedication, and community spirit. This monument not only honors her memory, but also inspires future generations to positively contribute to our neighborhood and family legacy. It is a testament to the power of selfless service and the impact one person can have on their community. Our grandmother served with distinction as a decorated member of the Georgia Air National Guard at the 165th Airlift Wing. She joined the Air Force in 1974 and served for 36 years. She was one of the first African-American women to integrate her squadron. During her time in the military, she served in critical operations around the globe, including Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, and Operation Enduring Freedom. She earned the rank of Senior Master Sergeant. She received the Georgia Meritorious Medal, Air Force Commendation Medals, and a personal letter and certificate of appreciation from former President Barack Obama for her service upon retirement. Linda purchased a home on the corner of 35th and Live Oak in the spring of 1987. She worked diligently to make the house a home. Over time, the neighborhood changed from a family-oriented place to a struggling fort for many, but the brick house on Live Oak and 35th stood strong. She continued to reach the young adults that passed her threshold and feed the weak and ruthless. Those friends and neighbors knew that there was always a safe haven and a hot meal without judgment. She reared her own three children and any other child who came through her home. The house became a safe haven for many who needed to talk, a meal, or a place to feel free to be treated like family. Her love for people was unsurmountable. She was viewed as a mom to many youth within her neighborhood, her church, and her place of employment. Linda never met a stranger and felt it was her civic duty to make sure others were always okay. She cared for her elderly neighbors by visiting, making meals, and checking in on their personal well-being weekly.
Linda is a founding member of Holy Spirit Lutheran Church, the only African-American Lutheran congregation in Southeast Georgia. She worshiped faithfully since 1983 while serving in the choir and as the financial secretary until her passing. Linda has always stressed the importance of education and facilitating community change in the household. With those ideas instilled, she has produced a notable community activist, hospital social worker, mental health counselor, realtor, two entrepreneurs, public relations manager, child advocate, hospitality and tourism specialist, and two current college students whose athleticism and academic achievements have garnered them recognition statewide. In the spirit of community, we have developed a nonprofit organization in her honor titled 1201 Gives. We will continue to give back annually and care for our community as our grandmother did. Our inaugural event is this Saturday, August 3rd, where we will celebrate her upcoming birthday by providing lunch and school supplies for residents of the neighborhood. This 1900 block of Live Oak Street has seen many neighbors and friends leave tragically, unfortunately, or even unexpectedly. But through it all, we are still Live Oak strong. We have grown as a family and a team of support for one another through four generations. We respectfully ask for your consideration of this proposal. We have gathered other residents and community leaders who support this initiative. Along with signatures of endorsement from neighbors who have been directly impacted by my grandmother's work. Thank you for allowing us to speak on behalf of our family and proposing this meaningful way to celebrate the life and legacy of Linda B. Harris.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about your grandmother. She sounds like a wonderful person. Does anybody on the commission have questions or comments, Austin, for these young ladies?
My name is Austin Rojas. I just had a bit of a clarification. Just want to make sure I had my facts right. I looked up Ms. Harris, and everything you said, she did sound like an amazing woman. I just wanted to be clear. Is this the mother of a current city council member?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that. Again, she sounds like an incredible person and totally deserving of this honor. Just unfortunately for me, it gives the look of unfairness and impropriety. You know, just that other folks who might not have that same level of access, who might have had a relative that was amazing, wouldn't be able to bring something before a commission in this way. So I just wanted to note that on the record.
Christopher?
Hi, this is Christopher. I just want to say that was really touching, and I appreciate that. With all due respect, I would definitely disagree with my esteemed colleague here. We definitely have at least two other petitions that were brought by people that aren't descendants of city council members. I feel like this process is, I've been on this commission for almost 10 years now, and it definitely is open to anyone who wants to petition. So I totally respect the opinion, but I just wanted to say that on the record as well.
And I would just note for the record, we appreciate your comments, but the fact that council member's mother is this person did not play into our analysis of whether it met the standards, just to have that on the record.
Yeah, no, and again, I just wanted, yeah. I just feel like because it's a public board, that should
no,
just
no,
be
no, point taken. Yeah.
Okay, is there anyone else that wants to speak either in for or against this petition? Is there anyone online? Sam?
I just wanted to say thank you all for coming out, and that was really heartfelt. I was up here as someone who recently lost her grandmother. The waterworks were going over here. Mm-hmm. I am interested in the nonprofit that y'all started. You say 1201 Gives, is that right? Would you mind just coming up for just one more second and telling us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we just started the paperwork for the nonprofit organization. It will encompass the whole family. Our first, even though we're not nonprofit as of yet, we still want to give back, because my mom would have given back at this point in time of the year. For her birthday, she always gave back to the community. So we just wanted to continue doing it. So we just started the nonprofit in the honor of that house.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other comments? Do I hear a motion?
This is Sam. I will motion to approve.
Eileen, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next on our agenda is another change of a street name, a little different this time. Caitlin?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain, presenting the petition to change a name from Normandy Street to East Perry Lane. The applicant is requesting approval to change the name of the existing Normandy Street to East Perry Lane. The purpose of this renaming, as noted by the applicant, is to prevent confusion and assist in emergency service, commerce, and functionality. This would be an extension of the existing East Perry Lane, providing a consistency of the same name along the entire length of this road. Now, the applicant noted that a parcel located off an unopened right-of-way referred to as Normandy Street on some public maps and GIS systems runs perpendicular to an existing street called East Perry Lane. The street name appears on some maps to change without any geographical or traffic reference, causing confusion. Parts of the current road, sometimes called Normandy Street, are dirt, unpaved, and infrequently used by the public. This public confusion will increase as parcels located on the roadway continue to develop. So just to give a little better view of this area, this is what's currently Normandy Street, and then East Perry Lane is right here. So, you know, it would kind of lean towards the continuity to keep the name the same on that. Since this isn't named for a person or event or anything, you know, some of this criteria did not apply. However, there, for the historical significance, there doesn't appear to be any, to the name Normandy Street. The applicant consulted with the city municipal archives, where it was noted that the street was named in 1953 for no particular reason, other than there was a series of streets named after European cities. The applicant believes with continued growth of the area, using Perry Lane instead of Normandy Street will have a positive impact on continuity and stability. So with that, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the renaming of Normandy Street to East Perry Lane as requested, because the proposed change meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. Thank you.
Do any members of the commission have questions for Caitlin? Sam?
This is Sam. So this Normandy Street proposed to be East Perry Lane runs mostly like east to west, but I noticed it's not on this map. When I looked it up online, there's a portion of Normandy Street that runs essentially along that canal there, like north to south as well. Do you know if this proposal would change that as well?
I do not, but we can check with the applicant.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions for staff? Chris?
A point of clarification. I was trying to actually look it up in the petition, but maybe I'm mistaken, but is the petitioner the main property owner along this stretch?
I think there's a few different property owners.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's okay. Coming from them.
Nope. Other questions for staff? Is the petitioner present? Hi, come up and state your name, please.
Thank you for hearing this. My name is Michael Roach. I'm a civil engineer with Thomas & Hutton. I'm the engineer of record for the road extension within that unopened right-of-way, also the engineer of record and the agent for the property owner, that 1147 East President Street property. There are, I guess she mentioned there's a, you know, several redevelopment projects kind of in that area. The, you know, most logical access is through the extension of that East Perry Lane, basically extending that through that unopened right of way. To answer your question about, let me see if I can get to the Google Maps, but kind of help explain this a little better. Right now the request, so there's the existing East Perry Lane was stubbed out as part of the redevelopment of the Hitch Village project. It was stubbed out to this point, and we're basically taking it and extending it along this portion of the Normandy right-of-way. The request is only to rename the portion up to these existing railroad tracks. There's a logical terminus here from the at the railroad tracks. You've got a couple different features that are going to prevent the extension of that road beyond that point. There's the Bilbo Canal, which is a significant drainage feature for the city of Savannah. Currently, you can see there's, you know, portions of it have been extended from the Savannah River south. There's currently another project underway that's extending this canal further south that's going to basically alleviate flooding issues within the Bilbo Basin, the drainage basin, as well as a lot of these low-lying areas down here. You also have the existing railroad tracks that essentially, like I said, are going to prevent the future continuation of that road. So right now the petition request is to extend this existing Perry Lane, the naming of it, from this existing terminus of the road over here to the end of this property. And I think, like she said, we've been working closely with municipal archives, city manager's office, just making sure that what we're doing is in line historically. And, you know, in context with any emergency service response, and making sure that, you know, everything's going to work like it should out here.
Questions for the petitioner? No questions? It's unusual.
Great.
No questions.
Thank you.
Anyone else present that wants to speak? Anybody online? No. Okay. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion for approval.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello.
So the applicant is proposing to rename Magnolia Park to Robert Bobby Sturges Park. Based on the application, the honoree was a lifelong resident of Savannah. He was also an important figure to the local community and to the neighborhood as well. His family was also known for owning a very popular restaurant in town as well. Staff did some preliminary research into the park itself to try to determine why it was named Magnolia Park. We could not find anything beyond maybe being the name of the neighborhood in that area. So I'm going to let the applicant speak to most of this. So with that, staff recommends approval of the renaming of Magnolia Park to the proposed name as seen on the screen. Board have any questions?
Does anyone have any questions for staff? Is the petitioner present?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
So I'm seeing in this package that we got, there seems to be a lot of support for it. I'm just curious if there was anyone opposed.
Not that I'm aware of.
Cool. Thanks.
Petitioner, Pat.
Good afternoon, folks. It's an honor to be here. Tonight or today, we have quite a lot of support from our neighborhood here to support the naming of the park after Bobby Sturges. A little bit about Bobby.
Excuse me. Could you identify yourself, please?
Could
you identify yourself?
My name is Patrick Rossiter, R-O-S-S-I-T-E-R, lifelong resident of Savannah. Anyway, Bobby Sturges graduated from Jenkins High School in 1973. His work career included working at Seaboard Coastline, Savannah Shipyard, American Cyanamid, Kerr McGee, as it switched over. At the age of 50, Bobby had to leave Kerr McGee because of health. And that was a real blessing for our neighborhood because Bobby was then in the neighborhood and available to assist people. And rather than sit and watch television, Bobby became the person who was the go-to guy. Someone asked me, how do you describe Bobby? And I said, Bobby is a cross between Mother Teresa and Bob the Builder. And I mean, that pretty much summed it up. He had his mind in the right place. He was always looking out for the person, constantly going to someone's house, 85 years old, because the air conditioner broke at 9:30 at night and it's 100 degrees. So that's the type of gentleman he is. But part of the degree, part of the support I wanted to show here today, we have his wife, Miss Becky. Love for you to come and stand up here. We have children, Mandy Smith and Chris Sturges, are both in attendance. And we have his brother, which would be Clyde, and Judy, wife right there. And we have the president of the Magnolia Park Association. We took this to them right off the bat. This has been a 3-year effort, and we involved everybody in the neighborhood, and they are doing backflips about the possibility of us being able to get this completed. I would urge you to support this. I think it would be a terrific time in our neighborhood when we see a person honored like Bobby.
Okay. So Pat, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So the subdivision is Magnolia Park,
mm-hmm.
and this is a playground within the subdivision.
It is a playground extended. The playground's in the back corner and the park. It's on any given day, you're going to see footballs flying around. You're going to see all sorts of things, and it's that much room. So it's a beautiful piece of property.
So this doesn't change the name of the neighborhood?
Absolutely
just
not.
Just that area where the people play?
It would change the entire area, the park, the park area I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me if that was the extent of the park. No, it includes the place where they play and the extended area. Yeah.
Okay. Questions for Pat from the commission?
Christopher? I just have a comment, and I always say this, but I bears repeating every time. I really appreciate that you involve the neighborhood association. It makes our job a lot easier because this is basically a forum for public comment, and it makes our decision a lot easier if there's a lot of support, particularly for the neighborhood association. So I appreciate that you did that. That makes my vote a lot easier for sure.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you saying that.
Austin?
Yeah, I actually wanted to sort of second that. I checked my calendar, and strangely enough, I was actually at this meeting where this petition was signed back in July of 2023, and I vividly remember everybody kind of standing up and saying good things about Mr. Sturgis. So having been there and seen the outpouring of support myself, I can definitely testify to that.
Austin, thank you. I'll tell you, I have to compliment Mike, our president, on an outstanding job of running the association. And he's constantly getting commitment from all factors, not just Magnolia Park itself, but the other neighborhoods that compile our group. So he's doing an excellent job, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other comments from other commission members? We really do appreciate it, as Christopher said, when neighbors get involved and there's a lot of support. That really does make our job a lot easier.
Very good.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak concerning this petition?
I would like to ask if Bobby's wife could
if she
could
would like
step
to
forward.
Step to the podium, please, and state your name. Other than Bobby's wife.
Good afternoon. I'm Becky Sturgis. This is my son, Chris.
Hi.
We feel like this is something Bobby deserves. He was the kind of person where he stopped on the side of the road. He was going to stop and help you. And he died of COVID, unfortunately. But he was just a great guy, always helping, and never had anything bad to say about anybody. Just a hard worker. We own the Holland House. So, you know, he helped run that after my son left it. So, and of course, he was just a big socializer, loved people, loved to be around people, talk to anybody. He never met a stranger or an enemy, you know. He never made an enemy of anybody. So, and I thank Pat for everything he's done in the neighborhood. I'm not very good at this, sorry.
That's okay. We totally understand.
He talked about the benevolence. I honestly believe he could have been a millionaire 20 times over, but chose to give his time.
And he always,
everyone. It didn't matter who they were.
Yeah.
And he taught me that it was the only story that could tell his story would be the story of the Good Samaritan. It was everything he did was for the greater good of everyone. It was never a personal event. It was fantastic. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And we're so sorry for your loss. He sounds like a wonderful man.
He was.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
I'll make an enthusiastic motion to approve the petition.
A second?
Eileen, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 No opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. And thank you for bringing these petitions to us today. It's really meaningful for us to hear these stories about what goes on in our community. Jonathan?
We don't have anything else on your agenda, I don't believe.
We do have an application for next month, so we will have a September meeting. Just a comment, a couple months back, we declined to support the Johnson Square Marquis de Lafayette sign, the red, white, and blue one. City Council overrode our decision, and so that will be going up in Johnson Square. Again, our only problem was the color scheme. So it is what it is. Any commission members have any comments or anything? Staff? If not, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.